Well, staying with the race for the leadership in the Greens, our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is now in our Oireachtas studio. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Keane.
Now, bring us through the runners and riders in this contest and who's backing who.
Yeah, as it currently stands, we only have one runner, and that is Roderick O'Gorman. He has declared in the past 2 hours. Joe O'Brien, there had been speculation over the previous 24 hours that he could be standing, but he's now decided not to do that, and he's thrown his lot in with Roderick O'Gorman. Other backers for the Minister for Integration include Malcolm Noonan, he's a Minister of State, Patrick Costello, a TD, and Mark O'Cahasig. And we believe that Pippa Hackett, the Senator who sits at the Cabinet table, is going to declare for the leadership. We expect that to happen this afternoon. And her backers include Minister of State Oisin Smith, the Limerick TD Brian Leddin, and also the Chair and Senator Pauline O'Reilly as well.
Well, we've heard the Green Party members saying during the course of the morning that the leader needs to be maybe more rural and that the next party leader needs to come from outside the Pale. So who does this work for?
I think it's going to be really interesting. I mean, we believe there's probably around 4,000 Green Party members who will be voting on this. Last time out, they had, I think it was around 63% turnout. You could hear Roderick O'Gorman in the interview there saying he didn't believe that it was geographical location which would be the determining factor as to who was leader or not. It's the ability for them to deliver. And he was playing on that experience he has both in government but also the 24, 25 years he's been with the party. He is someone who's been a lifelong member. He's been battling all the way and he's hoping that that's going to be the issue. Everyone in the Green Party recognises that they have an issue, that their opponents have used this to say that they don't care about rural Ireland and the policies they've been pursuing. So I think the key thing for the candidate is to be able to say, how are they going to arrest that? How are they going to be able to turn it around? I don't think it's just enough to say, I come from rural Ireland, therefore what you're saying is wrong. They have to have a strategy and a keen strategy and be able to put that in place before the next general election.
Briefly, how long will this contest be?
We expect it to be around 3 weeks, but let's put it this way, if Pippa Hackett doesn't declare, it could all be over by this evening.
Paul Cunningham, thanks for joining us from our Oireachtas studio.